With us by telephone is the president of the Alberta Provincial Council of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress, Daria Luciu. Hello, Daria.
Hi, Domani.
So it's summertime, and summertime means festivals and celebrations. And in Alberta, specifically the Edmonton area, one of the big highlights is generally in the beginning of August, it's Ukrainian Day. Now, Ukrainian Day historically has always been organized by UCC?
Yes, it has. It started shortly after the village, the Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Village, was open. It was a partnership that UCC, Alberta, and government got together on, and so it has been running now for over 30 years.
Yeah, well, the actual day itself even goes beyond the history of the village, right?
That's right. The whole concept started, and I have no idea when, a very long time ago, across the highway at Elk Island Park, and then once the Ukrainian Cultural Heritage Village was established, the event moved to that site.
And for people who don't know, of course, the village is not that far, just about a half hour's drive outside of Edmonton.
Easy half hour drive and a popular place for many visitors.
So what does Ukrainian Day do for the community? What's its purpose?
Well, the whole purpose, I think, is more than anything, is to both to come together and have some fun celebrating our culture. And also, it's an opportunity for us to engage tourists and the broader community and share that culture, share entertainment, share a little bit of our history and awareness as well. And it's always been a day that people from outside of Edmonton come. So it's a real gathering place for families and members of the Ukrainian community from all East Central Alberta.
You know, one thing that I find, of course, we see this all the time, is that there's a certain dynamic to rural Ukrainian communities and urban Ukrainian communities, and this is the one event that really brings everybody together, right?
Absolutely. It does bring it together very nicely. And in the last few years, I suppose, that urban Ukrainian community has the element of relatively new immigrant families from Ukraine or
right.
Europe. And it brings it all together nicely. The programming for the day, we try to keep all of the different audiences in mind as we put the day and the concert together. And it ends up being a really great celebration.
What's the date for this year's event?
This year it's Sunday, always on a Sunday, and it'll be August the 7th.
And what can we expect this year?
Well, it's going to be a full day. For those who don't know the Ukrainian Village site, there are, on the historic site, three churches. And so there'll be church services happening in each of those churches. There'll be a pancake breakfast that starts at 8:30. Church services are at 9:30. And then the day continues. There's a program, Centennial Certificate program, where pioneer families who have arrived at least 100 years ago are recognized amongst that first wave of Ukrainians. This program's been going on for a few years. This year we'll have a very special meeting because it is the 120th year since the settlement of the first Ukrainian pioneers. And so there'll be the whole certificate program and unveiling of that monument. There's name plaques that go on that centennial monument. We recognize the war veterans as well. There is a Royal Canadian Legion here, which its roots are within the Ukrainian community, and so they, along with veterans from wars in Ukraine, come together, and we have a memorial service. There are all kinds of displays, artists, and bazaar, and sale of different kinds of goods and crafts. There's children's activities. The Alberta Council for the Ukrainian Arts is great every year in putting together a tent full of activities for kids. So anything from trying their hand at painting and a little bit of embroidery or watercolor, different stuff. It's just wonderful for them. We have a great showcase, a concert showcase, which is a highlight every year. And this year that's going to be headlined by Chetamosh Ukrainian Dance Ensemble, which we're really thrilled about. And then the concert will be comprised of all kinds of musicians and, like I said, Chetamosh and singers from Edmonton, from Calgary, and from Toronto. So it's going to be a great show and a great day.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, the whole thing is the whole day is an experience. Like you said, you can pretty much plan how you want to have the day. But it really is the thing where you pack up Baba and Dido and the kids and just everybody goes. People bring picnics. Or, like you said, they enjoy the food on site. And the outdoor show, if people don't have an idea, it's really grab a, you know, pull up a piece of grass because basically you're sitting up on a hill, right? And the Banshell is an incredible, beautiful area.
Well, it is. It's a natural amphitheater. And so you have the Banshell and then you have that hill area and it's really lovely. Sound is great. And like you say, pull up a piece of grass or a blanket. And of course we have, as you said, everybody comes out and camps for the day. Well, we've got RVs that come out for the day to the site as well. And they use that as their base and they all sort of park up around the amphitheater and make a day of it. So it is lots of fun. And we're really trying to instill more of that festival atmosphere. So it's a full day. There's something to do starting at 8:30 until the site closes at 5 o'clock. And there's lots of activities for children, whether it's hands-on crafts, whether it's some of the obstacle courses and fun stuff in the Cossack Games, different things like that. So there's something going on all day. And people can get out, can walk about. And, of course, there is the whole historic side of the Ukrainian village where they can take a look and remember what that early pioneer life was like and experience bread being baked in an outdoor peach, or kids can experience children's pioneer games and so on. So there's just so much to do.
Right, right. And, all of the buildings are open and the historic role players are there. I mean, it's not just Cook's major event. It's also the major event for the village. So
That's right.
I guess because we are preparing this for other markets, this interview, not just Edmonton, in particular some BC radio listeners, we should point out that there is no overnight camping at the Ukrainian village, but there are certainly campsites that people can Google in the area of Elk Island Park.
Oh, absolutely. There's some gorgeous campsites at Elk Island Park, which is just across the highway. And in that area, you can go either way, towards Vegreville or back towards Edmonton. There's many different sites that they could look into for overnight camping as well. So, yeah, absolutely. But it's a great tourist destination. Tourists who come through that site, they have always praised the village and the experience that they enjoy while they're there.
And then, of course, one of the other really nice things is, as opposed to a lot of other festivals, which have costs to cover, and so there's a lot of costs that you pay besides just the gate admission, here you pay the village gate admission, you're in, and you're in for the day, including the concert.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing else, no other ticket prices, unless, of course, you want to buy yourself pampushke or, enjoy a plate of varaniki or something. But in terms of the concert, the kids' activities, everything is sponsored, and no other penny pinching.
Okay, so the website to the village is ukrainianvillage.ca. What is the website to Provincial Cook in Alberta?
It will be uccab.ca.
Daria Luțiu, President of the Provincial Council of the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress here in Alberta, talking about Ukrainian Day 2011. Daria, дуже дякую.
Дякую тобі, Романе.